Spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Vashon's Live Sports.
Good evening, Vashon, and welcome to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. Tonight, your Vashon Pirates are taking on the Kennedy Lancers in a non-league game, where Vashon 1A school is taking on 3A Kennedy. And tonight's starting lineups for the Pirates are going to be number 4, Ben Larson, a 6-foot senior. Julian Tooman playing point guard, 6-foot senior. Maxwell Delgado Williams at the 2 guard, also a 6-foot senior. Reese Carlton, a 6'4" senior at center. And Sawyer Ranney, 6'5" at just a junior in high school. Starting for Kennedy tonight, it's going to be Brady Wong, a 5'10" sophomore. Lorenzo Garcia, 6'2" sophomore. Caden Prong, 6-foot sophomore. McLean Watkins, 6'5" senior. And Dante Saladino, a 6'3" freshman. So Kennedy's got a young team here for big school, and we'll see how Vashon does. It'll be a good experience for the Pirate boys, taking on a bigger school, getting a little bit of experience, and hopefully a big win. Andy Spears, through the years, likes to play bigger schools. Even if they don't win the game, it's good experience for the Vashon team as they head into the league competition starting at the first of the year. So, as we get set, Kennedy's coming out on the floor. Pirates are ready to go. All introductions have been made. We are going to have the Pledge of Allegiance, so it'll take just a moment, folks. So give us about 30 seconds here. And with me tonight is going to be Kent Tooman on the color commentary. I'm John Yates. We'll be bringing you all of the action here. So, Kent?
Yes, sir.
The boys ready for Kennedy tonight? Big school?
Big school. It's a much bigger program. I think they are a 2A team, and I believe they play in 4A division.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was thinking they might be 2A size, but I was thinking 3A, but they're a young team. Saw that. Start one freshman, 3 sophomores, and a senior.
There's at least a couple of kids that played for me on an AAU team.
Okay. It'd be fun to see them.
Yeah.
But Kennedy wins the tip there. That was McLean Watkins going up against Sawyer Ranney. Lorenzo Garcia set up the offense inside to Watkins. They look high post working against Ranney. Dribbles down. Gets cut off by Ranney. Trying to go to the hoop. Ben Larson now steals it from Dante Saladino. Nice rip away by Ben there.
Good defense.
Yeah.
Just good defense. Press the defense on those guys.
Julian Tooman is going to set up for the offense here. Near side pass out on the wing to Reese Carlton. Delgado, Ranny at the high post over to Tooman. They take a three from the far corner. Rims off. Ranny on the rebound. Puts it up. Oh, gets blocked probably partially. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Garcia for Kennedy. And Watkins into the hoop.
Yeah.
Good give and go by Mike Garcia.
Gamble. Julian took a bit of a gamble there. And it didn't pay off. He went for the ball and instead.
It beat him to the player. Now, Carlton into the lane, and Reese Carlton with an easy two from just a floating teardrop from about 5 feet out.
Nice feed. Open inside, looking for the ball. I love it.
Yep. Garcia now with the ball, going to give it off to Trong. Trong with it, going to take a three. Long three from Trong. Hits it.
Okay.
Yeah, 5-2. Nice shot. Yep. Seen that kid before?
No. He's a good player.
Yep, Carlton to the hoop. Misses the shot as he tries to fade away. Picked up by Kennedy on the rebound. Now Garcia up in the lane going to set up the offense. Pirates in, looks like they're in man defense. First it's not zone, but now Tron trying to go to the hoop on the baseline. Kicks it out to Saladino. Saladino fakes the shot, but doesn't take it. Gives it back to Cohn. They're looking inside for Watkins, but Lanny won't give him any space. Good defense there. Brady Wong now with the ball.
Imagine a loss and turn out in his zone if the ball's out of bounds, and then they try to pick up that up.
Yep.
Why it looks like a zone sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Shot clock violation on the Lancers there.
Good defense.
Yeah, yep. Tooman with the ball, going to give it near side to Delgado. Delgado looking to go inside but doesn't have anything. So out to Carlton, high post to Ranny, over to Tooman, has another open three. Takes it this time. Oh, looks like it was going in, but rims off. Garcia on the rebound for Kennedy.
You just got to shoot. Got to keep.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, he had the open look. You got to take it.
That's right.
So now Kennedy working with the ball. It's Watkins. Watkins is going to get fouled by Ranny as he just got inside. Ranny was able to get the baseline and go up. Sawyer, not a lot of choice there. Just kept him from scoring.
Yeah, keeping the body under there.
Yep.
Got to get position on him before he can get the ball. It's probably the best way to defend this guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's tall and he's lean. Yeah, lanky kid.
Yep.
So he takes his first free throw and he misses it. He's getting two.
So they'd say in some places it was a worthwhile foul. I don't know.
As long as you don't get too many of those worthwhile ones.
That's right.
That's Sawyer's first.
You find yourself on the bench, and that's not ideal.
Watkins hits the second of his two free throws. 6-2 Kennedy early going, 5:28 to go on first.
Press here looks like a 2-2-1.
Yep.
And
Pirates are looking still in the backcourt now, into the middle to Carlton. Carlton bounce pass to Ranny. Ranny goes up and he gets fouled on the floor. And actually, he's going to go to the knee for two. That was on the shot. And that, okay, it's going to go against Dante Saladino there. Good to break by the Pirates, though.
Yeah, here we get it shows a lot of maturity because this kind of press in the past would have had been really tough for them. But
yeah.
You can see they've got a lot of poise now. It doesn't bother them one bit.
Yeah.
The fastest way to get rid of a press is to score on it. And they're doing that.
Yeah, they had the opportunity. Randy takes the second and two free throws, buries it.
Yep.
3-6 now.
The Pirates down three. And drew the foul. So
yep.
That's a great way to break the press.
Now, looking inside to Watkins, Ranny arms up, and Watkins just goes up and over from about 8 feet out with a left hand.
He's a tough player.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah.
6'5" senior.
With athleticism.
Yeah.
He can finish and he can shoot.
Yep. Now, Pirates to Carlton. Carlton takes 8-footer, misses. Ranny on the rebound for the Pirates, puts it back, and he's going to score. Nice job by Sawyer, playing tough inside.
Attaboy, Sawyer gets the offensive rebound, so they're crashing the board.
Yep.
He's getting a finish, so.
Let's turn up the mic. All right, Kennedy working with the ball now. Strong has it over to Wong. Wong is going to take a long three. It's going to rim off. Kickoff, and it's going to be picked up by Garcia now. Over to Strong, or Saladino. Saladino takes to the hoop, two dribbles, is able to score.
Yeah, Ben Larson took a gamble there and went for the steal, and he didn't get it.
Yep.
It's not a position.
Right.
But
Tooman now with the ball in the front court, it's going to set the offense over to Delgado Williams, near side wing. Over to the back out to Carlton. Almost lost to Carlton, did on an almost errant pass by Delgado Williams, but Pirates working with the ball still. Over to Tooman. Tooman now trying to take the baseline. He's going to go up. Ooh, a little bit to do with some English on the ball, but can't quite finish.
Almost
wow.
Snuck it in.
Yeah, he
almost
did.
Snuck it in.
He came up and under and had some nice English on. Now we got travel on Kennedy.
Nice. Yeah, so Kennedy's here in their classic Temple defense, 2-3 defense.
Yeah, okay.
They're in a zone here, so the way to beat the zone is to pass the ball along, get to the flat. Get it to the high post.
And Carlton is in the high post now.
Yep.
Got Finn Hawkins into the game for the Pirates. Delgado Williams is out. Now, ball rotates over the far side wing to Tooman. High post to Ranny, over to Ben Larson down in the corner. But Pirates working around. Oh, no, the ball's thrown away now as Finn Hawkins cut to the middle and Tooman. Had the wrong,
wrong spot. Wrong cutter, wrong pass.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were working the ball well. Sharp passes.
Throwing to the spot where the expected position of the player, not
right.
The actual position.
Yeah, yeah. Now Watkins in the high post with ball, Ranny right on him. going to give it out to Trong. Trong going to take another three. Misses. Rims off. Wong on the rebound. Knocked away by Tooman. Tooman picks up quickly at the floor. Over to Finn Hawkins. Oh, just leads him a little bit too much. Ball out of bounds. Back to Kennedy.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be a little selfish.
Sometimes.
Finn's been giving it away.
Yeah.
Go to the hole. Try to draw the foul.
Yeah. He had two defenders between him and Hawkins. Julian did, and so, but, you know, trying to be a good teammate.
It's a choice.
There we go. Watkins with the ball in his middle now. He's going to go up and over. Ball rims off. Knocked away. Watkins picks it back up and goes to the hoop. Takes another shot, misses, but gets fouled, going to the line for two.
Gets his own offensive rebound, puts it up, gets fouled. Yep. Almost would have scored that one. Could have been a three-point opportunity.
Yep. Yep. Ben Larson on the foul there. Watkins is going to get two shots. 2:41 to go in the first quarter. Watkins misses the first one. Pirates down by five. And
so far he seems to be hitting about 50% of
on the free throws. Yeah,
looks like his second one is generally a beautiful shot.
Yep, and it rims off also. So he's one for four on free throws. We'll take that all night long because he'll probably be there a lot.
I expect he's going to be shooting a lot of free throws. Those were practice shots.
Yeah, there you go. Pirates working with the ball in the offense now. Larson out high with it, looking around, gives over to Delgado Williams on the fill. Pass near side wing. Ben Hawkins can take a long three. Misses. Ball knocked away by Larson. Going to call on the over the back over Watkins. Ben just knocked it away. But
that's kind of two post triangle offense, which is kind of cool. I like it. Mm-hmm. The opposite post switch sides to the high post and then the low post. They've got a lot of good activity going on.
Yeah, they're moving the ball well.
Yeah, they need to get the ball into those postmen, and the postman doesn't have to shoot. He can pass it back out, but it changes the defense.
Right. Well, Watkins is out of there now, so their big man is on the bench for a minute.
It's a good time,
yeah. See if he can. Oh, he's going to get a traveling call against Strong for Kennedy.
Yep. Those are tough calls.
Yeah, they are tough calls because you don't really – there's not much there, really.
It doesn't really affect the play, you know.
Yeah.
Take that extra half step.
Yep, and so Pirates call a timeout there. And so with a 1:57 to go in the first quarter, it's Vachon 5 and Kennedy 10. Three personal fouls against Vachon as opposed to one for Kennedy.
It looks like they can totally hang with this team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It comes down to good defense and then good choices on offense. They're a little bit outmatched in height.
And, a little bit. With Watkins,
yeah,
I think.
Yep.
Yeah, otherwise I think they match up pretty well.
Yeah. So this should be a decent game.
Yeah. And Pirates now, after the timeout, have the ball. Tooman quickly setting up the offense over to Finn Hawkins. Long pass over to Carlton. Carlton is going to take a three. Oh, rims off and it's tracked down by Reese Stromberg for the Pirates. He's in the game now. Going to get it out to Tooman, rotating around the arc, and Carlton's going to take another one. Another one just off the front of the rim, rebounded by Kennedy. Quickly up the floor is Garcia.
I like Reese shooting. Keep shooting that ball.
Yeah, right.
Really hit.
Yep. And there we go. That's Kennedy awesome. Taking the shot, missing the Delgado Williams picks up the loose ball at the floor. Bounce pass to Carlton. Carlton goes up, gets a block as he goes in, and off Carlton out of bounds.
The play was beautiful.
It was.
It was a beautiful bounce pass to Carlton, and it just got fumbled in his fingers.
Yep, and he got under the basket a little bit too much.
And then the extra second to find the ball, and he got under in bad position.
Now, we're going to have another travel, this time on Garcia for Kennedy. Same official. He's calling him.
He's calling them on Kennedy.
Right.
Which means he's bound to start calling them on
Don't want balance.
Yeah.
Tooman with the ball in front court, rotating around Delgado Williams, passing
beautiful
to Tooman.
Oh,
nice pass to Tooman. And Tooman goes up and off the glass. Almost an alley-oop on the first one, but a little bit too much traffic there, so Tooman had to come down with it, but goes right back up and scores.
One of my favorite plays that Vachon runs is it puts him open almost every time.
Yep.
Easy layup. It's a really cool play.
Yeah, and Andy's run that for years.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's been a good one. Kennedy working with the ball now. Garcia has it. You have a nameless Kennedy Lancer, and Brady Wong goes to the hoop and able to lay it in.
Yeah, with almost the cut shot clock running out.
Yeah,
There's no excuse for Vachon. They should have stopped that.
Yeah, because he came actually from a long ways out dribbling that thing in.
Needed to stop that progress.
Shot clock is off now. Pirates working for the last shot with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Julian Tooman dribbling, going to set up the offense, gets the screen from Stromberg over to Finn Hawkins in the corner. Finn takes the three, misses. Two seconds left. It's going to run out of time as one of the Lancers tries to throw the long shot down the floor, but not even close. So as we go into the second quarter, the Pirates down 5, 7-12.
And I like that. You know, you got your point guard going, choosing to go left instead of right. Everybody overloads to the right. So he goes to the left, and he gets a good open shot for Hawk. Didn't go in, but everything about that play was right.
Well, so far the Pirates haven't had a three yet, where I think they've taken about six or seven shots, but, you know, they'll start dropping.
They're bound to start dropping, and if you look at just percentage-wise, they usually would get at least 20-25% of those.
Sure.
So if you look at a couple of missed layups, so they'd be right in this game if they had a three, and good shooters, too. Reese shooting well. Carlton shooting well, Tim shooting well, Hawks shooting well. All those three guys can hit that three ball. So, I think it's probably some nerves, some anxiety.
Right.
Playing a bigger team.
It's a cold day. They got to warm up, right?
Boy, it's cold. Crazy cold. I guess tomorrow's going to be colder than today.
Yeah.
This is one of the advantages of basketball, right?
Right.
You're always enjoying. Imagine if it was football, we'd be outside.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the winter is a good time for basketball.
Yes, indeed. Stay in a cozy gym inside.
So as we start the second quarter, the Pirates will have the ball, and Tooman comes into front court with it, calling out the plays, get the rotation over to Stromberg out high. Stromberg going to dribble in, gives it back to Tooman out on the wing. Now they're just going to switch positions, dribbling around over to Delgado Williams, back to Finn Hawkins. Finn had thought he had a shot for a moment, but it got closed off, and now high post to Carlton. Carlton back to Tooman. Ooh. I thought Tooman was going to go up to it with it. No, Carlton, nice ball fake.
Beautiful.
Goes up. Oh, a little too hard off the rim.
Yep,
picked up by Watkins
nice
for Kennedy.
Should have finished that one.
Yep, and then we're going to have
the charge.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Watkins, Julian Tooman.
He's great at picking up those charge fouls, which is fantastic.
Yep.
It's one of the things that gets people pretty fired up.
Yeah, he beat Watkins to the spot there, and Watkins trying to go to the hoop just crashed right into him.
Yep.
Didn't even have to flop.
It was actually legit. It was legit.
Yeah.
We could get him into foul trouble would be just fine.
Yep.
He's a great player. And so,
yeah, that's Watkins first.
We want to see great players.
And gives better competition for the Pirates.
And this is a great triangle offense here. I love this shifting. There's a big man. Now he passes out. Keep moving that ball. You get a nice open shot. Look at that.
Yeah, there you go. Finn Hawkins hits the first three for the Pirates now. Brings them to within two.
Beautiful ball movement.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do with this zone offense. You got to keep moving that ball. Use all the corners. Use your high post, and eventually somebody will get open.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Kennedy working with the ball now into Watkins. Watkins cut off by Stromberg and Randy. He has to kick it out. Now Trong gets fouled or travels again.
Right.
Wow. That's about the third call on him.
And it's a different referee.
Yeah, right.
It's a legitimate travel.
Yeah. Maybe he's just starting way too early.
He must have a little shuffle step or something.
Yeah.
Like I don't notice it, but.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yep.
So we got Wong back into the game for Kennedy. Trong is out. Also, Miles Jackson's in. Watkins is in. Pirates working with the ball now. Delgado Williams over to the Tooman on the far wing. He's going to give it back to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins looks inside, but nothing there. Has to give it off to Delgado Williams. Pirates working with the ball. Good Kennedy defense is keeping those high post guys secured and can't get the ball inside now. Delgado Williams going to the hoop, up off the glass, misses it, and picked up by Watkins. Quickly up the floor to Garcia. Garcia into the key and is going to lay it in and misses, but it gets fouled on the play. Looks like it's going against Finn Hawkins for the Pirates.
Yeah, that was actually a good move on Delgado Williams' part. I think he was surprised to be so wide open.
Yeah.
I think he expected to have to force that ball up, and so he went up with a little bit more power. that nobody was up there contesting him, so he missed the layup. But
yeah.
The move was good.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good move. Yeah. And so Garcia hits the first of his two free throws. Probably could have used the glass there.
Yeah.
I thought he did it first, and he didn't. He tried to, you know.
When I was in high school, if we didn't use the glass, we would be sitting on the bench. It was obligatory.
Yeah.
Absolutely required.
Absolutely.
If not, you're going to sit down, and the coach would be yelling at us.
And even in this day and age, it's still the best way to make a basket.
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely, they get coached a little differently now.
Oh, sure.
They're so athletic and can get so close to the rim that now if you just lay it over the front of the rim, that's okay. Back in my day, that was the only acceptable time when you didn't hit the backboard is if you were shooting over the front of the rim.
Yeah,
that was the only acceptable time. But even then, he wouldn't hate it if you kicked it off the backboard.
Yeah. So with 6:05 to go in the second quarter, we have a timeout on the floor. I think it was taken by the Pirates. Actually, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I didn't see it
either. Yeah. Pirates down 4, 10-14. And they have the ball, so Tooman's going to take it out. Delgado Williams in the backcourt with him.
Good. And they're in good shape. It's 10-14. And,
yeah.
You know, they've missed a bunch of easy shots that I think when they relax, they'll start going
in. Yep. Figure that they can play with these guys. Yep. Sometimes
Hawkins,
the bigger tools.
Hot.
Now Hawkins take the three misses. Watkins on the rebound for Kennedy.
And I want Hawkins to keep shooting. Right?
Yeah, sure. If he's open, got to. Now Kennedy working with the ball, Wong with it, trying to go inside to Watkins. Watkins working against Tooman, a little bit of mismatch on the sides, but Watkins misses the shot. Ranny on the rebound for the Pirates.
Kept him away from the hoop.
Kept him away, yeah, bodied up on him.
Yep. So made him make a jump shot, but they're tough, those 6-foot jump
shots. Yeah. Oh, now we have a try and alley-oop Tooman to Delgado Williams, but the rim got in the way.
The rim got in the way. That darn rim gets in the way.
Now Garcia scores 2 on a nice turnaround jumper from about 8 feet out.
Good-looking shot.
Yep. Pirates down 6 again with 5 minutes to go in the half. Delgado Williams working with it. Going to give it off to Hawkins. Hawkins doesn't take the open shot that time, but now gets the ball back from Larson.
Ben does a good job catching the ball and turning it.
Yep.
Facing.
Yep.
Not very.
Yep. Now we're getting Hawkins takes another 3-0. I thought he was going to get the roll. Doesn't. Tipped off Randy's hands up to Watkins. Watkins quickly up the floor to Wong. Now Kennedy has to set up the offense. Down low to one of the nameless Kennedy players. I don't have his name on the jersey. The program. So after a flurry of shots, Kennedy missing them all, the Pirates pick up the rebound. Now they set up in the front court on the offense. Hawkins with the ball out top of the arc over to Tooman. Tooman top three, but doesn't take the shot. Rotates it back to Delgado Williams. Now high post to Larson, knocked away, but the Pirates keep the ball. Tooman takes the three, buries it. Nothing but net from Julian Tooman there. Brings him back within 3, 13-16, with about 4 minutes to go in the half.
So the irony is that kid that we're calling nameless is actually Zach Hatcher.
Oh.
Who's the kid I used to coach.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Used to be our tallest kid. He's a really good kid.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Good to know we can use Zach's name. And now Kennedy hits a 3 of their own. Wow, that ball rattles around inside the rim and then falls through.
They're getting the rolls, and we're not right now.
Yeah.
Three-pointers, and hopefully that'll turn around.
So now Vachon working with the ball in the front court, setting up their offense. Kennedy's still in zone, rotating around Tooman down in the low post. Actually, the short corner to Larson. Larson kicks it out over to Delgado Williams. Misses everything. Ball rims off and out of bounds.
But it was the right shot.
Yep.
Great swing. I love that catch and pass right away. And go from one side of the court to the other. Make that defense, that zone defense move. They can't move as fast as the ball can move. That's how you beat the people.
Pirates have substitutions now. Stromberg back in the game for Vachon. Carlton, Ranny, Tooman, and Stromberg in for the Pirates. Kennedy working with the ball now with about 3 minutes to go in the half. Up 6 points. Looking inside, now we have foul on the floor, maybe going against Larson. That'd be number 3 on Ben. Yep.
Off ball foul.
Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah.
So quickly, Delgado Williams back into the game and Ben Larson out.
He's one of our best defenders and he's definitely our best rebounder.
Yeah. He's just an aggressive player. Quick kid, too.
Always has been. He was in kindergarten.
Yeah. Now, Steve. Lancers working with the ball. Oh, nice, another nice touch shot. Fall through for the Lancers. That was 24 is Luke Logan for the Lancers. Pirates now down 8. Need a score here. Keep close with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Tooman down into the short corner to Carlson. Carlton quickly kicks it out to Stromberg. Back in the backcourt would be over and back, but Kennedy gets down there first, picks up. Now we're going to get a long three from Garcia, and he hits it. We have a foul on the floor going against, not sure, going against Kennedy, I guess. Okay.
Looks like they count the basket anyway.
Yep. Dante Saladino picks up the foul for Kennedy. That's his second. 5 team fouls on the Pirates, 3 on Kennedy. Pirates down by 11 now. Tooman working with the ball. Going to give it off to Stromberg. Stromberg looking inside to Carlson, back to Tooman. Tooman going to take a 3. It's another one, Julian Tooman. Keep taking him. He's got 2 now.
I love that ball movement, but I see that we're making some mistakes with that ball movement.
Uh-huh.
And we just can't afford that. Not in a good way.
Now Randy gets a partially blocked shot on the tip, hits the rim, and comes right back to him. So Pirates with the ball in the front court, setting up the offense. Rotating around down the short corner to Randy, quickly collapsed on by Kennedy. Ball knocked away, out of bounds, stays with Bastion.
Yep, and Randy needs to learn to keep that ball up high. He has this tendency to bring it down to his waist as soon as he gets the ball, and then everybody
as most big men do.
Most big men
they struggle with that. Now, long pass out to Carlton. Carlton open 3, top of the arc. There is
shot.
At least Carlton.
Big shot.
There we go. Brings Pirates back in 5.
Coming out.
Yep.
Yep.
So, a minute and a half to go in the first half. Pirates down 5, 19-24. That's what we need is a comeback there.
Good shooter. Just needs the confidence.
Yep.
The only reason they're not going in.
Yep.
They start sinking a few. It's contagious.
Now, Luke Logan working with the ball on the block, kicks it out to one of the Lancers. Ball rims off the rim, and we got a foul, I think, going against Logan on the floor. He kind of pushed off trying to get that rebound.
And that's one thing that Ramey does so well is he gets those rebounds, and he's tough, and he fights for them, and he's going to keep that ball. And that's what happened in that situation.
He's a big, strong kid.
Yeah. And he's aggressive.
Yeah. So with a minute 14 to go, the Pirates have the ball, down 5. Tooman's going to bring it into the front court.
6-3 here with you. Great at halftime, before halftime.
Yeah, we have Pirates on the turnover.
So that's one of those things, you know. You want to try your best to not bounce past to a big man inside.
Well, down exactly in the short corner there like that, you got too much defense.
Yeah. You have a big man stooping over to pick up. It's a tough pass to make. If you can do it, he bounces and comes right up in his hand. But if you're having the big man bend over, it's going to be a turnover.
Yeah.
That's a real good chance.
Kennedy misses their shot now. Pirates with the ball in the front court. 40 seconds to go in the half. Now ball knocked away. Carlton wasn't ready for it. It's a high post. Quickly, Kennedy up the floor. Brady Wong with the ball. Going to give it off to Watkins. Watkins back to Garcia. There's about a 10-second differential on the shot clock, and then we're going to have Randy on the foul reaching in on Luke Logan there.
And I see what they're trying to do on offense. They're trying to get it to the post, which is part of the how you beat a press, you know, or a zone offense. But when it's not there, don't throw it. And the other thing is, why not throw it high? You know, we've got tall guys. Throw it high. We seem to be throwing it at their numbers or at their
right. Right.
Like, no, throw it up high. That's where it's safest.
Now, Watkins working the ball. I think that foul is going against Reed Stromberg. And Watkins is going to go to the line for 2 with 22 seconds to go in the half. Well, I hope he keeps his free throw percentage up.
And Stromberg's a kid that plays some tough defense, too. He gets an amazing amount of rebounds. He's really a tough kid.
Yep.
And he's fun to watch. And,
yeah.
Boy, he can shoot, too. But
yeah.
He gets a ton of rebounds and loose balls and steals. And pressure doesn't seem to affect him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still put up those threes, and he'll hit him when
the
team is tied against a tough team. It's cool.
I think that first game of the season, we saw Stromberg hit 6 or 7 threes.
Yeah.
So Watkins hits the second of his 2 free throws, gives a 6-point lead to the Lancers. 20 seconds to go in the half. Pirates are going to take the last shot. His shot clock is off.
Yep.
And Tooman now in the front court with the ball. Stromberg gets it. Just gives it right back.
Screen would be nice.
Yep.
Here comes
under 10 seconds. Yep. Screen hype. over to Delgado Williams.
Choice.
Yeah. And Maxwell gets his own shot back. Misses it. Oh, he's called. Oh, and Wade to shut up. Stromberg on the backside got the rebound.
One,
put it back off the
two,
glass.
Three.
Yeah.
Four. Was it fourth?
I think it was fourth.
The fourth went in, but the
it was a little bit late.
Yep.
So as we go into halftime, the Pirates are down by six.
Goes down to three offensive rebounds.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Carlton had a couple.
Good on the staff.
Maxwell had a couple of them.
Yep.
Delgado Williams, and so, you know, they tried.
It's amazing how difficult it is to get a layup in those stressful situations.
Oh, yeah.
We always say, who put the lid down on the toilet bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
Because nothing's going in there. And, that's what it looked like.
Yep. So now, what do you think the Pirates have to do in the second half to come out and win this thing down six?
Yeah, so they need to no more turnovers, right?
You
can't afford those, because those turnovers, if they come down and hit a three, that's a 4 to 5 point turnaround. They need to play great defense. They need to win the boards game, and that has to do with boxing out. You know, if they don't box out, they're going to try to outjump these guys. I think they're a little bit more athletic. They're giving a little bit of that away.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get. I'm surprised at how many offensive rebounds we're getting. So
yeah.
we all just keep that as a constant. But great defense. You got to go with great defense and stops. You got to get every rebound, and then you got to make the right choices on offense, which they have all the ability.
Oh yeah,
they're just they're making mistakes, and turnovers will kill you, and especially unforced turnovers.
Right.
You know, when you just pass to an area that's vacant, nobody's there. So I say, you passing the ghosts or spirits or something?
Yeah.
Nobody's there, you know.
Right, right.
And those are the ones that are tough to watch.
Yeah.
Because you're like, we didn't have to do that. You could have held the ball. You could have shot it. You could have, but when you just give those away. And, at least the other team is doing the same thing, and that probably is nerves. And you're right. Maybe the cold affects people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. Well, we'll find out in the second half, starting in about 7.5 minutes. We're going to take a break here, everybody. And thank you for listening to The Voice of Vashon, KVOH. It's 101.9 on the FM dial. And The Voice of Vashon does a great job bringing you pirate sports and so many community events. Thank you, Voice of Vashon. And we'll be back in about 7 minutes.
Yeah, good stuff.
Down by six to the Kennedy Lantern. Whoa, and then Brady Wong goes to the hoop. Reese Carlson just swats it.
Swats it clean.
Yeah.
No foul. That's
yep.
A good way to start out. Helps out with confidence.
Absolutely. The Trong will take it out of bounds for the Lancers. It's going to long pass out to Watkins at the high post. Watkins gives it back to Trong. He's going to take a three from the near corner. Ball comes off. Larson on the rebound for the Pirates.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
He almost didn't go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always aware of that.
Kind of waited for it a little bit. Trong almost took it from him.
Yep. And it's kind of a jump ball, and he's going to win it, Larson.
Oh, there we go. Julian Tuba. Backside cut is wide open. He receives the pass from Delgado. Williams scores easily. 21-25 now.
Such a simple play, but man, it works almost every time.
Yep.
Amazing.
And the Pirates run it well. Now Watkins working with the ball. He gets cut off by Ranny, and Delgado Williams trying to go to the hoop.
Good help.
Yep. Now Watkins gets the ball back after passing off. Looking down low post. Bounces inside. Delgado Williams knocks it away. Nice job by Max there.
Yep. They come out with a great intensity because they've just historically had tough third periods,
yep.
And this is great to see this kind of energy.
That was a 4 seconds on the shot clock, and they inbound it to one of the Lancers right into the basket. He's able to score.
Bad position on Vashon.
Yeah,
on the side.
Yep.
To get in between the man and the hoop, not between the man and the sideline.
Yeah, right.
Not ideal.
No. Or on his backside. Now, Pirates working with the ball over to Larson. Ben's going to take a three. Oh, rims off. Delgado Williams on the rebound, though. Takes it back, gets Kennedy up in the air, but can't
beautiful.
Take shots.
Love
picks
that.
Up. Carlton hits a three now. They go.
That's what Sawyer Ramey needs to do. He needs to fake those, bring the defense into him, and then kick it out to Reese Carlton, because Carlton can have a wide open. He'll hit most of those.
Yep. did from the near corner here now. Kennedy working with the ball. Garcia's got it. Oh, ball comes loose. Picked up by Tuba for the baton.
Great start here.
Yep.
Bit of a fast break going. And I know Coach Sears likes to run plays, and so they're conservative here, and that's fine.
Pirates don't fast break a whole lot.
Not a lot.
Baston working its offense now. 2 minutes into the key, gets knocked down, kicked off to Delgado Williams. This is a shot. Now we have Ranny, who knocks it away from the Kennedy player. That was Saldino.
But trying hard on those offensive boards, and I love that.
Yeah. I actually thought they were going to call a foul on, but he must have got all ball there. So 5:40 to go in the third period. Pirates down 3, 24-27. Kennedy's setting up their offense now, going in long with the ball, trying to get into the key, going to kick it over to Tong. Tong, ball fake, dribbles in one shot, misses the shot, ball knocked away, picked up by Watkins for Kennedy, over to Garcia. Garcia to the hoop, and he doesn't score, but he's going to go to the line for two. Not sure who that was on, as there was a host of Pirates around him.
Well, yeah, that was a tough attack. Dom Tooman,
yeah.
That was a tough attack, though. You got to give him credit. He came hard from the 3-point line. He was going straight to the hole, and it was effective.
Yep, he hit the first of his two free throws.
Yep.
That's Lorenzo Garcia on the line, and going to get his second shot. Gives Kennedy a 4-point lead. Garcia, second one's away, and he hits that one too. So don't foul him.
No, he didn't. And, you know, he's aggressive, too, boy. He looks like he's got some hop. He can jump.
Yeah.
So
just a sophomore.
Yeah, they looks like they have some. I don't know. How big is Kennedy High School? You know?
I thought that, well, they play either in the 3A, 4A leagues. Like, is it the C-Mount? Is it still a C-Mount league?
I think so, yeah. I think they're 2A and they play up 3 or 4A.
That's probably it.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is that they weren't getting as much competition at that level.
Yeah. Well, they're 1-5 on the season.
Uh-huh.
All the teams they've played have been 3A, 4A.
Yep.
They've played Woodinville and Federal Way and Auburn, Riverside.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're playing some big schools.
Big-time schools.
Yeah.
And big basketball schools.
Yeah.
Not just big schools, yeah.
Yeah, they got hammered by Federal Way.
Yeah.
But, that's a tough one.
I think most teams will get hammered by Federal Way.
Yeah.
And, you know, props to them for stepping up and playing.
Absolutely.
Guys.
Yeah. You know, the coach has got a young team, and he wants to get them some competition. So, you know, why not?
Federal Way routinely has, you know, Division One players, and they and then the occasional one that gets into the NBA.
Yeah,
that is not a slouch team.
Yeah, so the Pirates now working with the ball after the timeout. Tooman, far side wing, looks inside, but nothing there. He's got to get it back. Tooman ball fake into the key now, gives it off to Tarleton. Tarleton goes baseline. Oh, and up and under. Tarleton with a little ball fake and movement gets.
Going down the baseline, and this is the thing about how you beat that zone defense is you've got to use the corners. You have to use the corners, and in that case, they use the corners. And Reese got a nice attack and really tough acrobatic shot.
Now Kennedy working with the ball, Wong with it, trying to get inside. Ranny won't let him. Gives up strong near side corner. Tooman right on him though, and gets it back on Garcia. Garcia going to take a long three. It's going to be off. Ranny on the rebound.
Probably ill-advised.
Yep. I didn't see the clock clock.
Yeah, he had 2 seconds to go.
Okay.
So he had to put the shot up.
Yeah.
And but that's just great defense when you don't give him an open shot and you force him to put up a bad one. That's good stuff.
Yeah, Randy in the short corner tries to bounce pass it to cutting Ben Larson. Kicks off. Kennedy knocked it out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Pirates.
Yeah, going back to that bounce passing in the paint, it's most of the time it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's tough. There's too much traffic.
That ball high.
Now, long pass out to Carl. He's going to take a three. Rims off.
And why not?
And, yep, picked up by Kennedy on the rebound. Garcia now with the ball quickly up the floor, going to set up and down in the near side corner to Wong. Wong trying to get it inside to Watkins on the block. Watkins, nothing there by Ranny. So now Kennedy's got a tough matchup with Baton here. Going inside, ball comes loose. We're going to foul on Tooman.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, nah, he, you know what? I think he actually put his hand on his shoulder, maybe pulled him down a little bit. I couldn't tell for sure. But
I think that gives Tumen two, maybe three.
No, it's two fouls now.
He's okay. Two for Tumen. Huh?
Yeah, two for Tumen.
Yeah.
Different spelling. Pass out. Oh, knocked away by Tumen. Oh, I thought that should be on fire. Yeah,
it was.
Tumen didn't see the ball, but they actually hit it with his arm, and it went off Garcia.
That's just about fundamentals,
right?
And that's keeping your hands up on defense.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference if you keep your hands up. You see so many players play defense with their hands down by their hips. It makes no sense. Keep your hands up. That's what creates turnovers. You'd be amazed how many more steals you'll get just by having your hands out.
Now, Pirates working with the ball. Finn Hawkins in the game, going high post to Ben Larson. Nothing there. Gets it back to Hawkins in the corner.
I love
Hawkins
using
dribbles
the corners.
Yeah.
I love using the corners.
Now, we have Ben Larson on the cut. Backside baseline cut by Ben Larson. Reached Carlson and out high.
Beautiful patience. Yep. Beautiful ball movement. Find the open man. Find the open spot. That's the other thing you need to do on a zone is find his break to those open spots.
Pirates now down one with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Watkins, it looks like he traveled to me. But I guess there's going to be a foul on the floor going against the Pirates. Maybe bailed him out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was coming in hard. It looks like he's actually a lefty, so we were giving him credit for shooting with his left hand. He's a lefty. So we want to see him shoot with the right.
Yeah, there you go. Sawyer Randy picks up his third foul on that one. Pirates, three team fouls. Inbound by Trong. And Watkins kicks it over to Trong. Easy basket as Kennedy works the ball inside. Pirate defense collapse.
Good
left
ball move. That's about helping the helper. So when the helper when somebody goes to help, you got to help the helper, and that's what happened. Nobody came to fill in that spot.
Stromberg, high post to Carlton, finds Ben Larson underneath. Oh, man, with a nice floating left-handed hook shot off the glass. Sure, there's that glass,
You got to hit it. You got to use the glass.
It stays in the game.
And I love that post-to-post play. I love that high-low play. You know, using the big men playing amongst themselves in the paint is wonderful stuff. Gets you good, easy baskets.
That's where you go. Pirates down one. Kennedy working with the ball. Under 10 seconds on the shot clock. Long into the key. Ball fake's going to put it up and he scored.
Expect that to go in.
Yeah.
But sometimes
he's kind of left-handed, too. Yeah. I thought he was right-handed.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Some of these guys, layups with a left or right hand is one thing, but shooting out an outside shot with either hand is hard to imagine.
Yeah. Carlton takes a three-pointer from the near side corner, misses, rebound to Kennedy. Hatcher with the ball now, working inside, going to give it back to Garcia. Watkins and Trong working with the ball. But Ben Larson right on Trong, giving him nothing. Now Trong takes a three to be short.
Well contested.
Yep.
You get that hand up and it makes the difference. They think about it and they think they're going to get blocked. They adjust their shot. That's big.
Miles Jackson into the game now for Kennedy along with Luke Logan. Pirates with the ball. Tumen's going to bring it into front court. Going to give it off to Stromberg. Stromberg, nothing there. His good defense is on him. Back to Finn Hawkins out high, rotating around. Tumen going to take a three from the near side.
Oh, boy.
Julian Tumen.
Oh, boy.
Ties the game.
Ice in those veins. I love that. Put it up. I'm open. Put it up.
That's his third three of the game. So keep shooting. Now Kennedy with
now
the ball.
Now we need to stop.
Yep. Garcia into the key. Going to kick it over to Wong. Wong thought three, but nothing there. Reese Carlson won't give it to him.
We got a little bit of a mismatch here with Hawkins with his guarding. But he's doing a good job.
Yeah, now ball comes loose. Stromberg picks up the Pirates.
He'll
into the key. Oh, and we're going to have Miles Jackson there. We're going to call traveling on Hawkins.
Yeah.
No foul either way. Jackson went down to the floor.
There was decision-making happening in that head.
Yeah.
Thinking, should I go up? Should I jerk it? Should I jump?
I don't think the referees knew what to call either. They kind of like, what point is it? The other one, he kind of went, and then he finally called travel.
It all was kind of in slow motion.
And, it was more of a train wreck than it was a...
And Reed Stromberg, he can go to the hole and finish that thing.
He was
doing too much thinking. He just uses instincts, and he'll be fine. And now he just gets a beautiful rebound. Tears it down and possesses it. He owns it, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
High game. This has been a great third period.
20 seconds to go, about a second or two differential in the shot clock. The shot clock is still on. Pirates with the ball. They're going to take that last shot, get it all the way down to the end there, so it doesn't give Kennedy a chance to come back with it. Now, under 10 seconds on the game clock, and we have a offensive foul, a moving screen or something on Stromberg.
Yeah, that was a tough call.
Yeah,
you know, I think that the ref had his eye on him, knew he was going to set a screen, and he was going to give him no option to do it wrong. And
so now Kennedy with the ball, got to take a shot. Garcia throws it up.
Okay.
Is it going?
I had to do it. What a period.
Yeah.
That is beautiful stuff. And, you know, they've just historically had a tough time in the third period. They come out kind of dull. And,
right.
You know, the last game they played against Annie Wright, which was a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
That the first half was, I think it was a tie game. In fact, I think it was like 18-17. They were ahead by 1 point by playing great defense.
Yeah.
Just the energy in that game was insane. Just, you know, and
right.
They did. What happened is they came out really dull in the third period. And when you get a team that has that much athleticism and is that aggressive, they went on a run. And it was tough to come back after that. But you just can't let these teams have that opportunity.
Right.
I think this is one of those teams just like that. If they start hitting threes and getting confident, it's a different game. But I think these two are actually pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, I think they're pretty well matched. Yeah.
Yep.
As I say, Andy likes to play big schools, and even if you lose, there's really, you don't lose anything because you get so much good game experience playing the
absolutely,
big schools.
Absolutely.
But typically, he beat them. I know when my son was playing, they played a lot of big schools, and I think they only lost a couple of them.
Well, he really teaches them to play smart.
Yeah.
You know, and if you notice, and I'm sure you have, is that there's more passing than dribbling. And, man, so many teams, there's more dribbling than passing, and it doesn't work out.
Doesn't
work out.
And now we're going to have a foul on the floor going against Kennedy as the Pirates were trying to work it inside to Delgado Williams.
Yeah, he was streaking across the baseline there, and he was open for a second.
Yep. Luke Logan on the foul. Pirates will inbound. Toomey with it, going to kick it over to Hawkins. Hawkins takes a three. It's going to be off, but Ranny there on the rebound as the ball came down. Now puts it back up, and oh, good
boy.
Sawyer Ranny.
He's having the game of the block right now.
Pirates with their first lead of the game.
Not only does he pull down the rebound, a tough rebound, and puts back up a really tough shot and sinks it. I love that.
Long working with the ball, giving it off to Larson, or Logan. Logan off to Miles Jackson. Kennedy with it. Kennedy player into the key. He's going to get a shot from, oh, nope.
Great defense.
Yeah.
Just have no looks. Oh, that was a bit of a bailout. But
no, that was a bailout. I don't even know what that was. Was it way down low? Okay. Luke Logan on the floor gets talked to by the referee, got the foul. Maybe he and Toomey got tangled up somehow. I didn't see it because it was away from the ball.
It worked out because Vashon got the ball. I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Yeah, he was having a discussion with those two players.
Yeah.
It didn't look like they were
heated or anything.
Just having a little chat.
So 7 minutes to go in the game now.
There's
Pirate
that play.
Oh, my goodness. And the foul.
Up to Toomey. Long pass across the key. Backside cut. Scores on the lay-in.
And Pirates are now up by four.
Absolutely beautiful. And they're on the line shooting.
Yep. That's a and one.
Yeah. So now let's not miss this opportunity to make it a three-point play. It always seems like these good free-throw shooters will have these opportunities for these three-point plays, and then they'll miss their shot.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to jinx that kid.
Okay.
And let's see how he does.
Yeah, shot is away, and he buries it. Nothing but net.
And it's all about confidence right now. You can tell.
Yeah. So Pirates up by five with 7 minutes to go in the game. That was Luke Logan's fourth foul. He had two in about the last 30 seconds left.
So,
and up on Logan.
I'll tell you, it'll change the tempo of the game if you're losing by five versus winning by five.
Yep.
That confidence changes.
Oh, now we got a foul on the floor going against Watkins. Toomey was on him. I think he pushed off on Toomey.
Yeah, that might have been a payback call. I didn't see an awful lot going on there.
Well, I think they were going down low to Watkins, but I think Toomey was on the backside. I think he just gave him a shove.
And an extended arm or something like that.
It wasn't anything huge, but it was just enough. Now, Got Pirates working with the ball out high to Ranny. Going to give it up to Dottie Williams, far side wing. Williams working inside. Oh, goes up.
Wow.
Glass rolls over the rim, but we're going to get a foul. And Delgado Williams go to the line for two.
And I'll tell you what, he has no fear going in there.
Yeah.
First of all, he went left, which I give him credit for.
Yeah.
And then second of all, he went up against the biggest, most athletic player and got the ball off. He should have hit that ball.
Was not blocked now.
Yep.
Three throws away. Too hard off the back iron.
Yep. He needs a little more touch, a little more arc.
Yep. So nice rotation on the ball, just a little flat maybe.
Yep, doesn't need to hurry. Takes his time. Get all of that range of motion in there.
Second shot, that's going to be off too. Ranny, almost had the rebound, but kicks off, and Kennedy picks it up.
I'm not sure that touched the rim, did it?
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I think if it doesn't touch the rim, it should stop.
Yeah. Now high post to Watkins. Watkins with a Franny right on down low. Ben Larson
right
over the wow, right to Ben.
It was directly to Ben Larson.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll take that.
And you see, this is what happens. Now they're questioning themselves.
They
start making more mistakes and more mistakes. And their shots are going to be forced. So this is a great position for Vachon right now.
Pirates working with the ball, Tooman near side wing where they're going to dribble out high and kind of reset things out. Going down the left side seam, nothing there. Going to kick it out to Hawkins. Hawkins, three ball, misses. Larson on the rebound, puts it back up.
Yeah.
Ben Larson.
So our big man today, they're hitting their layup. They're hitting the money.
Goes up over everybody, pulls down the rebound, puts it back up for two, 40-33 now.
And good shots, they're not throws, you know, those layups. They're shots. You have to aim for something, and they are. They're hitting the backboard, and those balls are going in. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Pass her with the ball now for Kennedy. Nice turn.
Yeah, that must have been my coaching.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been my coaching.
Yeah.
Do the spin move with an easy layup.
Yeah, please don't do that anymore.
Yep. We had a situation when this kid Zach was on our team, our AAU team, and we were in a championship game, and it was about, I want to say 5 or 7 seconds left, and Zach got the ball in the middle, and he puts it up, and it touches the front of the rim, and people start screaming like, hooray, we're going to win this thing, and it's sits there for a second.
Oh, no.
And it rolls out.
Oh, no.
The opposing team gets the rebound and takes off down the court and scores and gets fouled. So they get in that. We lose the tournament.
Jeez.
In the championship game. And that's one of my fondest memories of Zach. That and when he was practicing his ball handling skills at the top of the point, which was hilarious. But that was a near make.
Yeah,
what that was.
Yeah. Well, he made it that time.
Yep. Yep.
And he brings the Lancers within five, with 5:13 to go in the game.
Yeah, you don't want these guys. You don't want to get them back in the game. You just don't want that. Got 5 minutes to go. Just got to keep doing what we're doing.
Yep, we're going to get a little bit backcourt pressure by Kennedy, but
there's a box and one.
Yeah,
is what they're
they're keeping a man on Julian Tooman.
And so he needs to keep working to get open and occupy that.
Look at that. Oh, Sawyer Ranny had the rebound on Delgado Williams' shot and puts it back up, misses.
And
so, sorry, folks, had a little bit of technical difficulty there. 4:55 to go in the game. Pirates are up by five. Kennedy with the ball. As that foul's on Sawyer Ranny, his fourth. As he missed the shot on the rebound, then tried to go after it, missed it. Now, Pirates steal the ball. So, got a win quickly at the forward. Down the right team of the court.
Wow.
Williams,
how high shot up,
seven.
And how confident he was going up there.
And now we have a three by Kennedy.
He's going to do it again.
Here's Delgado Williams back down the board, the left side this time, and he goes up
and
fouled. So Matt
hopped on that kid.
Yeah, going to the line. Yeah.
And with confidence.
And playing with fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up and down the court.
He's probably mad at missing those free throws. So watch. He'll hit these now.
He's got two to take.
He misses.
Yeah, there's the first one.
Missed
that one.
his shooter is off. His sights are off. Come on, Maxwell. He can hit these.
Yeah.
I guess that's why he's going with layoffs. easier to hit layups than free throws.
That's right, and he misses that one too. Rebound. Oh, Carlson almost had it, but it was just a little bit too high up. And
too many misses.
Over to Kennedy.
Throws.
Yep. Now, Hatcher with the ball into the key, working against Ben Larson. Tries to get taken away by, almost taken away by Carlson.
Now for 3 seconds.
Back to Watkins. Watson's going to take a three. Wow. Rebound. Tooman
nice
for that one.
The layup. See how he protects that ball. He's just about fundamentals.
As people were reaching in, he just kind of covered
it
up. And,
like a football.
Yep. Now, Pirates working with the ball. They're going to probably go deep in the shot clock before Andy's going to allow him to take a shot. Now, almost a dangerous pass. Yeah. Oh, Ben Larson gets it, taking a three, misses.
Oh, it looked like it was going in.
Yep.
Boy, those passes to the point are so dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
They have to be an accurate pass. Another steal for the Pirates. Beautiful by
Kennedy. Tried to go inside. Andy Sears was not happy, I think, with that last offensive set. He wanted to go deeper before they took the shot.
Yeah,
shot clock. So,
and
timeout.
In dangerous passes, you know, you don't want to make an iffy pass at the point. You know, that's so vulnerable because the kid picks that up and they're overplaying that. He picks that up. He races down for an easy layup and or an and one. You know, that's two people's fault. So it's the guy who's on the point, who's standing there, not getting open, not looking around to make sure he doesn't have a defender near him. And it's the passer as well, because you have to make sure all of those things as well. This is a safe pass. My guy's open.
Yep.
He doesn't have anyone in the passing lane. And those are amongst my top 10 pet peeves is lazy passes to the or unwarranted passes to the point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it worked out fine.
Yeah.
And partly is that these guys are smart and they understand those things.
Yeah. But sometimes they don't.
Right. Sometimes they don't. And that's the vulnerability here, is when somebody just decides, hey, we're okay, and they start making lazy passes, or they're not doing their job, moving to the ball, getting open, showing them a target, you know,
right,
holding off your man, those kind of things. This is when this happens. Yeah, he's still getting boxed in one.
Yep, yep.
This is the second time Kuhnman's been had that defense, boxed in
Pirates
one.
Working with the ball. Carlson's going to step up, take the three, misses, rebound Kennedy.
Yeah, we could have used that one.
Yep,
could have used that one.
Yeah, and I think Andy didn't want that shot either. I think he's...
Yeah.
But, you know,
stay aggressive.
That's what you got to do.
Those are those shots that if they go in, they're great. Otherwise, they're a bad choice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Kennedy working with the ball now. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wong is going to get up. Garcia into the key, up and over the lane. Oh, and he goes in. He makes the basket left-handed and gets the foul for the and one. So,
and I'm telling you, this kid can really get to the hoop.
Yep.
And he aggressively, he's got spring. He can get up there.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a good ball player.
Yep.
Reese Carlton gets the foul for the Pirates. That's Reese's first foul of the game. 16 fouls.
Yep.
And
I would scold Carlton right now and tell him, if you're going to foul the guy, make sure he doesn't make this the basket.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's three points that we don't have to give up. So make him work for him.
Right. 4-point lead for Kennedy now with 2:50 to go in the game. High post, Carlton turns around, takes a 15-footer,
hits it. Nice job by Reese. And again, you're going to get a quick shot. You better score points. Otherwise, you lose some time.
Yep. Yep. So now, the two-possession game at least. And Kennedy inside the Watkins. Two Pirates on him. Ball comes loose, picked up by Delgado Williams. Maxwell comes up the floor, and he's going to back out as they're going to go. Going to work the clock here for a while.
That turnover has to do with fundamentals.
Yep.
Gets his hands up.
Oh, my goodness.
Gets a second time.
Oh, yes. Did it hit the rim the first time, though? Carlton,
I don't know. Did it set something? He didn't get a call. We didn't get a call. So
this Carlton gets a shot, misses it, gets the rebound, puts it back in. 8-point Pirate lead. Two minutes to go.
Like that Mike and Gavin.
Now, Wong hits a three for Kennedy, and quickly a timeout by the Kennedy coach.
Big three. This has turned into a heck of a game.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. You have to maintain on offense. You have to maintain on defense. You know that they're gonna be desperate to put up some shots and make it difficult for them, contest everything. But they're playing good fundamentals. I mean, keeping those hands up. We've had a number of turnovers from them keeping their hands up.
Right.
Like literally, so simple. Just keep your hands up, and you're gonna deflect passes and balls. And that's good stuff. And keep getting those rebounds. We're getting a ton of offensive rebounds.
Yeah, we are.
And we're winning the defensive rebounds, too. So that makes a giant difference. And a lot of putbacks. I mean, Carlton gets his own rebound like he's playing the Nyken drill.
Yeah.
But nobody was on him.
Yeah.
Nobody was
covering. Yeah.
Nobody was in that position. So
Ben Larson, easy layup, my favorite play.
Julian Tumen, I love that play.
Three-quarter court pass to Ben Larson. He just picks it up and goes in for the touchdown.
Yep.
Now, Kennedy working with the ball into the key over to Wong. Wong
and
Stolberg right on him.
You know, there's no excuse for Kennedy for letting that go. There's just no excuse. Although, I'll tell you this, Ben Larson is fast as lightning.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, he seems like a tough guy. He's got lots of muscles, but boy, he can really explode, and he is fast, and he just beat him just purely.
Yep. Yep. I think the guy was surprised.
Yep. He got a half a step on him. Good job.
So that was a foul going against Maxwell Delgado Williams. His first of the game, seventh team foul. So we're going to get 1-1. Watkins taking the shots for
Way
Kennedy and hits
at
that time.
You dark on that.
Yeah, yeah. Lincoln, so now we have a 6-point lead by the Pirates with a minute 41 to go in the game. Watkins is going to get another free throw here.
Yep. Getting interesting. You don't want it interesting. I'd rather see that gap extend.
Yep.
But
Watkins takes the second one. It's going to be off, and we have lane violation.
Looks like a foul, huh?
No.
Oh, boy.
Ben Larson.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. So now we're going to get Trong on the line for
the bonus.
Caden Trong. Yeah, because Kennedy's in the bonus. That's the 18th foul. Ben's fourth foul, personal. And Trong's going to get two shots.
That's a tough call right there.
Yeah.
I would let him play with this kind of game going on.
And so the ball sprints out. Yeah, Ranny on the rebound.
Ball never lies, right, John?
Yeah.
Ball never lies.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think the score is wrong, though. I think it's actually a 4-point lead because Watkins actually hit both of his free throws.
Well, the scorekeeper.
Yeah. But I'm not sure. I guess the official book will let us know.
I'd be moving that ball around right now. Pass and move, make a safe pass.
Yep.
Up a shot.
And now turnover by the Pirates. Minute 10 to go in the game. Garcia quickly up the floor for Kennedy. Over to Trong. Trong going to take
big
a three.
Big three.
This is off rebound.
Big
Tumen.
Rebound. We're going to have a foul on backside. We're in the bonus.
Going shooting 1-1.
Yep.
Against Jay Amaral.
And I feel that might have been a teeny bit of a payback foul right there.
Maybe.
I didn't see much, but you know what? They're fighting like crazy in there, and
they
get slaps in the hands and crying hard and scratches and clawing, and those all count as fouls.
So Julian Tumen to the line, 1-1. Pirates in the bonus now. Julian misses the rebound.
Sawyer
Ranney on the rebound, though. Yeah, as Tumen missed the free throw.
Yep.
And now,
boy, Randy bailed him out.
Yep.
Beautiful thing.
Yep.
Get on the ground.
Ball.
We got three bodies down there.
And it's going to be Kennedy Ball on the, I think, a jump ball.
It should be a jump ball. I don't know whose possession it is.
Yeah. Possession arrow is pointing to Kennedy.
Yep. You've got to hold on tight here. 52 seconds.
Yep.
Contest every shot, don't foul. You know, how many times have you seen that? Kid goes up for a three-pointer. He's not way off, but he gets fouled, so he gets three free throws.
Yeah. Garcia now is going to take a three. Ball's going to rim out.
And a beautiful rebound.
Carlton on the rebound.
He needs help.
Yep.
He needs help right now.
And he finally gets a little clearance.
Yep.
Ben Larson gets it. Now we're going to get a foul by Strong.
And the foul. Yeah, I would have got the ball out of Carlton's hands as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where Tumen was going up court. He should have come back.
Reese had the ball a little bit too long.
Yep, I would have plucked that ball right out of his little bread basket there.
But as Carlton tried to get it off to Ben Larson, Larson came forward to get it, and Trong just kind of ran up his backside as he tried to get the steal.
And they're being aggressive. That's what they're supposed to do, and they're going to be primed for creating fouls.
Larson misses his 21 down
free throws, but we are getting offensive rebounds.
And now we got a timeout on the floor. Ben Larson has pulled the rebound. And Andy Sears calls a quick timeout.
We've missed so many free throws.
Yeah, we have.
He's just putting in, I think, his good shooters now. So he's putting in Hawkins and
Stromberg.
And those kids are excellent shooters and excellent free throw shooters. unlike a lot of our kids tonight.
Yeah, their free throw percentage isn't good, is it?
No, and I mean, they're good shooters, too. And yeah, missing the front end of a 1-1 in a game like this, that's just not acceptable, you know. You got to hit those, make points,
yeah,
and instead you're giving that ball back. But I'll tell you, one thing we've done that's been extraordinary has been offensive rebounds. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're getting offensive rebounds off of free throws. Now, if I was coaching Kennedy team, I would be hollering at them right now.
Yeah.
There is no excuse for the offense to be getting rebounds on free throws. It's just, there's just no excuse. It means you're not doing your job and boxing out.
Yeah,
unless you get a, you know, the rogue bounce.
Yeah, and you do.
But you do, but not in this case, because we've just out-rebounded them on a free throw on their end of the court, which is great. And I love it.
Yep.
I absolutely love it, because this is one of those things. Like, why aren't you trying to get rebounds on offense when you're in free throw? Why are you standing there getting boxed out? You can get a lot of rebounds.
So play resumes here, 32 seconds to go in the game. Pirates have the ball quickly, a foul on the floor, going to go against Amaral. We put Julian Tooman on the line, been one of our better free throw shooters this evening.
But he's been a good enough free throw shooter that he's the shooter of choice for technical fouls.
Yeah.
So
he should
be hitting me.
Well, he's got a 1-1 here. We're still not in the double bonus, and gets the roll.
Ooh,
about four bounces off the rim and finally drops through.
That was one of those bouncers, and that's a big shot, because
that's a huge
that puts
shot.
Them ahead 49-43.
Yep.
It almost puts it out of reach here.
And Julian's second.
Another rebound, which is unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen this many offensive rebounds.
I think though, to your point of
that was a crazy bounce.
That was a crazy bounce, and it just bounced way out beyond the key, and Ben was just able to go get it.
Yeah, because he's quick, and he has, you know, he's got those skills where he can catch, and he knows where the ball's going to go, and he can grab it.
And Ben hits
there we go.
That's double bonus.
There we go.
10 fouls, four Kennedy.
No pressure now.
Yeah.
So this is the time, and see, this is why Coach Sears is smart. Leave our guys over there.
Yep.
Because look at this.
Carlson almost had the second, but he was just a little bit.
He should have had it.
Yeah.
It kind of went right through his head.
20 seconds to go now.
Just need to play
and
great.
And we're going to get Carr taking a three. Misses. Rebound by Long.
Up.
Beautiful. Off by Tooman as he passes
and
it back.
The ball away.
And now we're going to get another foul on the floor with 10 seconds to go. And Julian's going to go line for two free throws.
Smart. This is IQ right here.
Yeah.
This is using your brain, using your fundamentals, and that's a beautiful thing. It's such a fun thing to watch when they're doing it.
Yep.
You know, they're playing the game right, and they really are. We've won the rebounds, and that made the
difference. I think we probably have twice as many rebounds.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
On offensive rebounds, how is that possible?
Like, Tooman's first free throw. He hits it. Giving the Pirates an 8-point lead with 10 seconds to go.
I think we're
in very good shape.
Yep. And I love keeping these guys over here, Reese, and keep them under there. Don't back them up. Make them work for that rebound.
Yep.
Timeout. What are they going to do? I don't think. What's it going to take here?
So we got Maxwell Delgado Williams back in the game. A little bit quicker, a little bit more speed.
I
don't think so. As Garcia took the course,
gives
it up to Amaral.
They don't even need to time run out.
And time runs out.
Beautiful.
And the Pirates have won the game against Kennedy Catholic.
Yeah, that was a big win.
Yeah, great game for the Pirates.
It was a meticulous win, you know. They just did everything what they were supposed to do, and it worked.
Yes,
it worked. You listen to your coach. You do what you're supposed to. You use your fundamentals. And it works against a team that's probably bigger, probably more athletic, plays tougher guys, you know.
Yep, but they're young, you know, and we've got maybe most of our guys have a couple of years on them.
Yeah, experience helps. Even one year is a huge difference, you know.
Yeah, huge difference. So that brings the Pirates, I think, what, 4-1 on the season?
4-1.
And a really good win, a confidence build. You know, the Pirates, they have a good team this year.
They really
don't have a true – well, they have Sawyer Ranney, who's about 6'4", 6'5", but not a real tall team.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Yeah, but a good win for the Pirates.
I love that. That's good basketball right there.
Yeah, that was a very good game. So
That was Coach Sears that just came.
Yeah,
and shook our hands.
He's pretty excited.
He's fired up.
Yeah,
and he should be. That's a huge win. Boy, what a cool season
yeah.
started out to be.
Absolutely. I think the Pirates, I think their competition in the league is going to be any right. They lost to them last week.
Any right and Life Christian.
Oh, Life Christian's got a good team this year?
Yep.
Okay.
Those are to be the tough ones,
yep.
and they can certainly stand right with them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both similar teams, tons of athleticism and the ability to go on runs. But if they play with intense defense and they get stopped, they get the rebound, and they don't make mistakes. You have to play an almost perfect game against those guys.
Absolutely, yep.
And they're super capable of doing it. So
yep.
I'm really looking forward to it. This season's going to be really cool.
Yep. So, folks, we'd like to thank you for listening to the Voice of Vashon on 101.9 FM and worldwide on the web. Appreciate everything that the Voice of Vashon does for the community of Vashon and Vashon High School. And I want to invite everyone out to come see the Pirates play. But next week they have a game on Wednesday night against Graham Kapowskin, a true 4A school. That'll be interesting. And then they get into league play starting in January. So come out and see a great Pirate basketball team, folks. You're going to enjoy the game, and it's a lot of fun supporting Vashon High School.
Best $6 you ever spent on Vashon.
That's right. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Really
so thank you all for listening tonight. Just want to remind you that we will be back on the air again next week and for the Graham Kapowskin game on Wednesday night, the 28th. And with that, we're just going to sign off and we're going to say, Go Pirates!
Go Pirates!